From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The stock market tumbled again today, with the Dow Industrials falling more than 144 points, a loss of 1.6%. Earlier in the day, the Dow was down as much as 423 points, but a late burst of buying brought an afternoon recovery. A growing number of businesses and industries now say they'll be hurt by the events of September 11th. American Airlines' parent company said today it is laying off at least 20,000 employees, and analysts predict that up to 500,000 fewer cars will be sold this fall, partly because the attack has made consumers more cautious. NPR's John Itzty reports on short- and long-term effects on the economy.
The airlines were the first and hardest hit by this attack, of course. They lost an estimated $2 billion or more just last week as aircraft were temporarily grounded. The losses continue this week with air travel down 40% to 50%, pushing some airlines to the brink of bankruptcy. And losses have rippled outward to Las Vegas casinos and Florida theme parks, where visits have plunged. Anirvan Banerjee of the Economic Cycle Research Institute in New York says shocks like these cause consumers to cut spending in all kinds of ways.
They don't necessarily want to go out and buy that big ticket item. They don't necessarily feel like the right thing to do is to, you know, take an expensive vacation and splurge. It is both a question of uncertainty and also almost a feeling of guilt that this is not the right time to be having fun.
Eventually, consumer confidence and spending will return. But Morgan Stanley economist Richard Berner, who was in the World Trade Center when it was attacked, says there are likely to be permanent costs to the economy from this event. Added security at buildings, airports, and other public places will cost money and slow commerce, he says.
We're going to have to pay for that in some way, shape, or form, and that runs the risk that the resources that were devoted to making our economy more productive will be devoted to making it safer.
UCLA economist Ed Lehmer fears overzealous security could make business travel so difficult that executives just stay home. He says that could hurt more than you think.
There's something very powerful about a handshake in which you look that person in the eye and you're in the same space. That's why business people travel around the globe, is that teleconferencing doesn't do the job. It just doesn't create the understanding and trust that real face-to-face handshake-type events do.
Many analysts, if not most, are now saying the attacks will push the economy into recession. Again, Dick Berner.
The fact is, shocks that hit a vulnerable economy do have the potential to push it into recession, and I think this is one of those times.
But Anirvan Banerjee, whose institute studies business cycles, says even though it has not been officially proclaimed, all the important measures indicate the economy was already in recession before the attack. He says it's important not to give the terrorists credit for bringing the economy to its knees.
Unintentionally, we are handing them a propaganda victory by saying wrongly that this is what knocks the economy into recession. It is not. The economy was already in recession. This just makes it a bit worse.
And perspective is important, says Banerjee. Recessions are not disasters, he says. They're a normal part of the business cycle. Most end in less than a year, which would suggest this one will end in the first half of next year. Stimulus from Federal Reserve rate cuts, tax rebates, and a likely massive infusion of federal spending boost the odds of a strong recovery, says former Fed Governor Lyle Gramley.
My expectation is that the economy will head into a recession that will be relatively short, and then will begin to move out again in a rather dramatic way.
Home purchases could provide some help. They fell about 10% last week. But Kansas City area realtor Susan Sigman says people are still buying real estate.
Right now in the Kansas City area, things are looking pretty good. A lot of people feel it's a good place to put their money because, you know, they're hesitant about putting money in a stock market right now. And they find now the interest rates are even better than they were.
Ed Lehmer says it's important not to let the images of destruction of the World Trade Center dominate our thinking about the economy.
Many analysts are accepting this as a metaphor for the economy, thinking the economy is this rigid, fragile structure like a building. But an economy is not a rigid mechanical system. It's an organic self-healing system. And even as we speak now, the economy is repairing the damage that was done, as appalling, horrific as it was.
That healing can be seen in the energetic activity surrounding the recovery in New York, says Lehmer, and will continue as the area rebuilds. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.